This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We know who follows all those storylines and gives us insight and depth and breadth of knowledge when it comes to the Browns. It's Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. And of course, she is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Mary Kay, the boys are back in town.
They really are. And I'll tell you, this offers the first opportunity for even Kevin Stefanski to see what his new squad looks like, offense versus defense, for the very first time. So many changes, new offense, new coordinator, quarterback competition, so much to watch.
And what has your attention first and foremost, Mary Kay?
Well, it's no surprise. The number one thing that I will be watching, of course, is the quarterback competition. This is the first chance that we get to look out there and see how these guys look going head-to-head, throwing to the same receivers, veterans competing against the rookies, and just starting this quarterback competition in earnest today. Now, we only get to be out there tomorrow, and then we get to see them next Wednesday. That's it for OTAs, and then we get to watch the mini camp. So we don't have a whole lot of practices to watch these guys in, but we still will be able to get to see plenty tomorrow, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Mary Kay, you just said something that I've thought the whole time. You just said starting the quarterback competition. I think it does begin right now, and I think guys can start slotting themselves into spots, you know, as we speak. Have the rookies caught on to the offense? Does Pickett look great? Does Pickett not look great? I mean, I think guys can make an impression this week and really kickstart where they're going to be in the pecking order here.
Well, they can, and it's not just this week. It will be all 10 practices of OTAs. Those guys can really upset the apple cart and the pecking order heading into mini camp, depending on how they do during these OTAs. So the spotlight will be on them every single rep, every single practice, every single meeting that they have. Everything that they do will be evaluated. It's going to be intense. We haven't seen a quarterback competition like this around here in a very, very long time, and certainly not at all during the Kevin Stefanski era. So now it begins.
What is that pecking order, Mary Kay, as I ask you every time we interview?
Well, it hasn't changed at all in my mind yet, of course, because they haven't done anything. So I still have it as Kenny Pickett, Dylan, and then Joe and Shador at either 3-4 or 4-3. And once again, that they can jumble that all up. They can mix it up, and they will be running concurrent passing drills, two spotting, they call it. They will be running those, so you will see different guys going first, but I still think that the imaginary pecking order is what I just described.
Is Kevin waiting for one of these four guys to jump off the page, or does he like? I'm wondering, you know, how he has preconceived notions. I'm not asking you to think for him, but I'm wondering based
on. I am. Go ahead and do it,
Mary Kay. Well, I'm just wondering based on what we've seen out of Kevin. What do you think he's looking to evaluate as far as trying to make the decisions?
Well, first of all, they definitely have preconceived notions heading into this thing. Okay. They have in their mind who they like, who they think should probably win the thing. I mean, they know heading into this what they believe is going to happen and how it might play out. It's up to the quarterbacks to change those perceptions and those feelings. But certainly Kevin is going to be looking for efficient operation and very clean football. That's got to be the order of the day, is clean football this year, because they cannot be losing the turnover battle week after week. You can have a good football team, a good roster. You can have Pro Bowlers on there. And if you're losing the turnover battle every single week, you're losing most of your football games. And it was one of their biggest problems last year. So that's one of the things that he's definitely going to be looking for, is a quarterback who is not going to be throwing interceptions.
Mary Kay, I'm going to bring up our favorite topic here, and that's wide receiver. And I was thinking about it yesterday, and it struck me, if Jerry Jeudy, and there are too many ifs here, that's the problem. If Jerry Jeudy does what he did last year, if Deontay Johnson is as good as he was early on in Pittsburgh and has it together, and if Cedric Tillman can be what he was when Jameis Winston was throwing him the football before his concussion, I think they'd be fairly solid there. You could still need another body or two, but those three things, if those guys do what we've seen them do in the past, I think they'd be okay. What's the likelihood of that happening, of those three guys living up to what they've done in the past?
Well, especially in the case of Deontay Johnson, he has a unique opportunity here to revive his career and return to Pro Bowl form. If he can do that, then the Browns are going to be in good shape. Hopefully for him, he was humbled in his last three or four stops last season, where teams continued to give up on him time and time again because he kind of just couldn't keep his head on straight in terms of attitude and what would happen if he didn't get the ball and those kinds of things. This could almost be a last-ditch effort for him to prove that he deserves an NFL job. Agreed. And if he is humbled enough and takes that seriously enough, this is a fantastic opportunity for him because he does have the talent. But as we all know, talent isn't everything. You have to be able to be out there for your teammates, and you have to be doing the right things in every way. So if he can do that and kind of pull himself together and prove to himself and to the Browns that he can be what he knows or believes he could be from a talent standpoint, then they're totally onto something in terms of having another Pro Bowl caliber receiver on this roster, which I've been saying all along that I felt they needed. So they have him, and now it's going to be up to him. And then Cedric Tillman, he was improving by leaps and bounds, and really for him, it's just a matter of coming back strong now from that concussion, picking up where he left off, and hopefully for him, staying healthy.
You and I are in complete agreement on that wide receiver situation. As you move forward here at wide receiver, would you think that the Browns feel they need to add somebody else before the start of training camp, or do you think they'll just watch what they have and look and see who might get cut loose from other teams if they want to add anything else?
They will always look and see what is available out there, not just in terms of who gets cut, but who they can trade for. And we know that Andrew Berry loves to make trades. So he will always be looking for those kinds of opportunities at key positions. And certainly receiver is one of those. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did add someone else.
America, we have not spent any time literally since the season ended talking about the defense, because I think most people are comfortable with the defensive backs. But they will be revamped, especially on the defensive line and at the linebacker spot. Just can you touch on that and what you think those guys are accomplishing over the next couple weeks here?
Well, the defense has, in sort of sneaky fashion, upgraded at a lot of positions. There are guys out there that we've kind of forgotten about. They added two very veteran safeties to this football team. They've added a defensive tackle in Malik Collins. They have Alex Wright coming back. So the defense is going to be much improved by virtue of some of the guys coming back healthy. And the two guys that they drafted in Mason Graham and Carson Schlesinger. And then again, they've added a number of free agents and just role players along the way that I think you're going to see a pretty different defense than what you saw last year.
Where do things stand in your mind with the stadium situation?
It seems to me as though they're just going through a lot of the red tape and the hurdles, and the Haslams have not wavered one iota from their position of moving to Brook Park. And as long as they get what they want and the vote goes their way on June 30th at the state level, I think it's full steam ahead for them, and that whatever happens at the county level, I don't think that they're going to let that stop them or deter them in any way. So I think as long as they get that favorable vote on June 30th, that they will push forward with Brook Park.
I just think it's interesting because the Bengals are still looking for upgrades. And, you know, when you look at the stadium we have compared to other stadiums across the NFL, you start to wonder, well, what are we really looking at here at our downtown stadium and try to get to that dome stadium? It's weird because you hear both sides argue this thing, and it's like public opinion says, please keep this team downtown. But I don't think public opinion is going to not go to Brook Park if they move out there. In some ways, I just feel like it's all politician hot air left and right. Do you understand the frustration I think that fans probably have on this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thing.
Yeah, I do. I speak to a lot of fans that would like to see the Browns stay downtown, but I know there are plenty that would completely embrace a move to Brook Park. So I think in some ways the fan base is a little bit divided, but I do think that they will follow the Browns right to Brook Park like they have, you know, throughout the years, whatever else happens.
I'm very curious to see how this thing ends up playing out and if the Haslams, you know, can pull this off. I wonder, Mary Kay, how much the extra development stuff plays into this. Because if I'm the Haslams, I'm thinking maybe you don't want to put all the extra stuff in downtown Cleveland. Maybe that's part of it. You know, the hotels and the restaurants and all that, and make it a destination. That I could understand. And I haven't seen the city or the county come up with an idea that says, you know, let's put the dome here and you can put everything else. There are just some pieces that seem to be missing with this. Maybe the Haslams just want them missing because they want to put all this in Brook Park. They don't want to put it in downtown Cleveland.
Well, it's complicated, of course, as we know. And I think the thing, you know, that the Haslams might not have been as prepared for, or, you know, things just happen differently in Cleveland. It's not like it is in some other cities where there's full cooperation amongst all the government entities, or not full cooperation, but there's collaboration and cooperation. Oh, yeah. And it tends to be a little bit more difficult here. So I don't know if they were fully prepared for the pushback on all of this, but they're prepared to move through it and accomplish their goals.
Mary Kay, as always, we appreciate the conversation. Looking forward to reading your stuff over the next week, especially with everybody together out in Berea for these non-mandatory practices. How's that sound? Is that a nice way to put it?
Yeah. Don't show up, but, you know, it's okay. We won't hold it against you.
Just, yeah, it's not like, I mean, yeah. Where's your heart? Excuse me. What?
Thank you, Mary Kay.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mary Kay. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon. I have said all along, and I won't really change my stance no matter what he says, that I don't understand why the county seems to want to have a giant voice in this when the property will still be within Cuyahoga County. And so
it's a little puzzling.
So and so in the beginning of this, I'm like, well, okay, I understand why people feel the need to want to be downtown. And I get that. And trust me, I would love for a dome to be downtown. I'll never waver on that either.
That would be really cool.
I also think, and that's why I can't wait till we talk to the mayor of Brook Park, Ed Orcutt, coming up at 11:40. If I lived in Brook Park, I would feel like the county has turned their back on me. Like, all right, I'm giving the county tax dollars and, you know, they don't care about me. Why would they do this? Why are they against us? Where were they when the Ford plant was getting, you know, cut into little pieces out there? And, you know, why didn't the county say something?
And we had 176 vacant acres sitting there like, okay, we're not manufacturing Ford engines out here anymore.
So the other, and I doubt he asked this, but if it doesn't go to Brook Park, what's the county's plan to help Brook Park then with all that land? If for some reason it doesn't end out there, like, give me another reason to want to like you, because right now, I listen to this and I don't get it. It's in the county. Like, Mayor Bibb, more power to you, man. I 100% respect the enthusiasm and passion he has for wanting to keep the team in downtown Cleveland. That's his job. But when I hear this county stuff, I'm like, it's staying in the county. What's next? Let's move the team out of the county into one of the five, you know, touching counties of Cuyahoga County? Like, where are they going with this? So, Meredith, you listened to this entire interview, and we've heard bits and pieces. So, if you can, walk us through what Daryl and Chris talked about over the weekend.
Yeah, he was with Daryl for, I think, around an hour. It was really, really fascinating, and I was next to my radio the entire time, because this whole thing is really, really interesting to me. Especially coming from a town where a team has moved out of the city and is now possibly moving back into the city.
Right.
One of the things that I thought was really interesting is he compared it to the Cavs playing at Richfield Coliseum and calling it a generational mistake. So here is that answer.
There is something that we got to acknowledge with all this. When the Browns, if they were to go to Brook Park, it's a generational decision, right? Mm-hmm. Losing them from the downtown for however many decades out that it is be, or permanent, is a permanent loss for the city of Cleveland.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. I understand what he's saying. He's right. But it's also a permanent gain for the folks in Brook Park. It's also a permanent gain for anybody that lives in the city that's right up against the border, for the folks that live in Brook Park,
it's a permanent gain for the entire region, Andy.
Yeah.
If we have a first-class, world-class facility and a development around it. You know, I don't know the answer to this. Would the Haslams want to build everything they want to build somewhere in the city of Cleveland? I don't know the answer to that. Would they think it would be,
well,
it,
at
be
one point,
a chance to be more successful if they moved it out of the city and a little closer to an area where a lot more people might be able to get to it or would care to get to it?
Hmm.
See, that's part of this that I think we all need to think
about. So you're saying, look at the baseball stuff. Like, Atlanta got a brand new baseball stadium after the Olympics, right? They took the hosting site for the Olympics and turned that into a baseball stadium for the Braves, but
realized
that none of the folks that were buying tickets to see the Braves lived anywhere near there. So all they did was push it out to the suburbs, and boom, they got all their ticket base. You can't tell me that the Guardians don't know that too, right? Like, the Guardians know that if their stadium was on Rockside Road, it might be a whole different story for them. They know that. They do.
So Chris Ronan actually did bring up Atlanta. He also brought up Minneapolis and Detroit as mm-hmm. well.
You mentioned generational mistake about Richfield. I don't think anybody thought that.
I didn't. I mean, I grew up in that generation. And I never thought. And by the way, Cleveland was, I mean, we lived 10 minutes from the arena in Cleveland Heights. It was just down the hill.
The arena was what it was and for the birth of the team. And then Nick Mulledy built the Coliseum out in, you know, Richfield, where there was nothing out there.
Nothing.
At the time.
Yeah.
I drove right past it yesterday and pointed out to somebody who I was with, and that's where that used to be, and they were stunned. Except for one thing. Did you love the Miracle of Richfield? Did you love the Doherty Hot Rod Price teams? Did you love the concerts?
Did they change their name to Richfield?
Was it terrible to get in and out of there? Yes.
It was horrible.
Do we have great memories? Do we have a Cleveland basketball team? Did we have Cleveland hockey teams?
We had an NHL team.
You just can't call it a generational mistake that they went out to Richfield.
Yeah, that's.
And if you thought so, well, then maybe the city of Cleveland should have ponied up and built a good arena for Nick Mulledy way back in the 70s.
And by the way, if you looked at the popular vote at that time, almost half of the people didn't want Gateway.
Well, and that was
you know, once we got
that
to
was
the 20
syntax, years later.
Yeah,
you know, the Coliseum was only there 20 years.
I know,
that's hard to believe.
All right, let's keep going.
We're not going to keep going. That's the one thing about this. You know, like, you go to if you take it to the suburbs, blah blah blah, it ruins the city of Cleveland. No, it doesn't. Actually, I'm sorry, I don't think so. Taking jobs out of Cleveland. Well, maybe right downtown. And what happens then? Well, is everybody who's working, would be working at the stadium, Andy, a Cleveland resident?
No.
No. They'd be coming in from somewhere else.
No.
Tax dollars would be going, you know, payroll taxes would be going to the city of Cleveland. I get that. But it's a situation where I don't understand completely the... We're focusing, it has to be in Cleveland. To me, it's a region thing. You know, I've mentioned, I grew up in Summit County. Well, Cleveland was my team. You know, Cleveland's my area. It's my home city, you know, the big city. But that doesn't, to me, it doesn't mean it must be downtown. And, you know, if the city really wanted it downtown, if Chris Ronan really wants it downtown, well, then come up with an idea. Come up with the land where the Haslams could put what they want to build in the city of Cleveland.
I mean,
these folks are going to pony up.
Why is it taking so long to get to this point?
I don't know.
What I don't understand.
They want help with financing the stadium. Okay, you can make the argument all day long, yes or no. All right, I understand tax dollars. Everything else, they're paying for that themselves. and they get the right to call that shot. We're paying $1.2 billion to develop hotels and restaurants and everything else. Well, that's their shot to call. That really is. And if they don't want to invest that money in the city of Cleveland, that's their shot to call. And if part of that is, well, if we can't get the stadium there with this, we're not going to do it. Well, then, you know, you want all this here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You want $2.4 billion, I think it is, in private money being invested in our region? Well, then try and make it work. That's what I don't hear a lot of, is trying to make it work.
That is so, but Jeff, I think prior to all of this, even laying out the plans to move out to Brook Park, they were trying to make it work. And I you know, as Daryl wrote again yesterday,
the city, you mean?
Yes. Like go back and look, even at the Browns, like the Browns wanted to make this work. They, every time someone would talk about that stupid land bridge that they wanted to put in, at least I think it's stupid. Some people don't. That's fine. But you know, I would look at the plans for this. I'm like, what are they thinking? Like, what are they doing? But the Browns didn't ever seem to be against it. And then all of a sudden, somewhere along the line, they were looking for funding to change, you know, the Route 2 into a boulevard rather than a freeway. And, you know, the city was like, well, hang on. Let's wait to make sure we get these federal funds before. And then you can make your announcement. And then Daryl had this tweet. Again, he has, like, not double down, triple down, quadruple down on the fact that the Browns have offered the city of Cleveland a lot of money to help demolish the old stadium and help them with seed money to get moving on something that would be something amazing for all of us to be able to share on the lakefront, to utilize the lakefront. But somehow, somewhere along the line, political words just twist in any wind or direction depending on the force that's coming up against them. Like, does anybody really care about the fans, taxpayers, people? Because I don't see it. I don't see it from the county. I don't see it from the city. And I see a business that wants to put another business up that's probably going to charge big bucks for us to go see football. So let's just be really honest about this whole thing and stop with the political games with this whole thing. It's just so frustrating to listen to all of this stuff. All right, is there anything else that we
got? So Chris also talked about, because you were talking about the lakefront, he also mentioned other spots in downtown that it could be that's not necessarily on the lakefront.
Okay, good.
This downtown can support a dome. If the argument for the NFL is about a dome, it can be built. You mentioned your father, and I don't know if he worked at Orange Avenue. I don't think we've thought big enough about south of Progressive Field. You know, I was coming down Broadway Orange today, and I'm looking at it, and roads are movable. There are malleable parts of that plan. You could dig right into Orange Avenue and move it to the east, and you can have your Brown Stadium right next to Progressive Field. So there's a lot of different land plays out there. And I realize to the listener, a lot of this is confusing, and some of this is just, let's cut to the quick, do the first thing, the easiest thing. But I think in history, we'll look back and say, why do we do that?
But do the Haslams want to insist on having everything else as part of this project? And if they do they want to put it in Cleveland? I could understand why they don't. And remember when Tower City opened up?
Yep.
How different is it now?
It's nothing.
You remember when the Galleria opened up?
Yeah.
How's the Galleria now? I mean, if they're going to invest $1 billion in a development of all kinds of other stuff, man, you want to run that gamble? If you're the Haslams? Hey, we think we can do what Tower City and the Galleria weren't able to really pull off. Yeah, good luck with that.
I think Chris,
that's why I think Brook Park might be a much more appealing alternative for them if they insist on having all of the other development as part of this project.
Jeff, what Chris said about Orange Avenue made more sense than anything that I've ever heard. We've talked about that for 11 years. Why wouldn't you take the area over there by the mill, right? And if there's room over there or that much land that they would have on the same layout that they would have in Brook Park, why wouldn't you put it there? Now, I know that there's a soccer stadium that's already, they're planning on putting there on the other side of the freeway. But to me, that made more sense than anything. So why didn't politicians think of this when they had the opportunity? Why are we waiting so long on this stuff? Why do we have to wait until the lease is about to run out? Why does the city of Cleveland have to play landlord for given stadium and then take tax dollars away from people who live in the city that work in the city and then have to keep fixing stadiums? I want my head to explode. All right, we got to take a quick time out. When we come back, let's hear what Ed Orcutt has to say. He's the mayor of Brook Park. I can't wait to hear what he's going to say. If I have to remind him that he still lives in Cuyahoga County, then we're going to have to do so when we come back.
I'll bet he's well aware of that, Andy.
I think so. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Mayor, how are you today? Great to talk to you.
Hey, how are you? Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ed Orcutt, the mayor of Brook Park, joining us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Are you as surprised as we are that this has become such a hot topic that the idea of going to Brook Park isn't sitting well with so many people, Mayor? And on the other hand, it is sitting well with an awful lot of people. I'm stunned that it's become such a debate.
You know, I know a little bit more than the rest of the folks out there. And behind the scenes, when you know that there is no solution for the downtown stadium, and you know the time clock is on, and we've got to get moving as a region to take care of a great asset, which is the Cleveland Browns. So I live within my own perception. I show up to work every single day. I learn of different projects. There's some good projects. There's some that aren't so good. This just happens to be a fantastic project that we're excited to be a part of. And this is going to be great, not just for the city of Brook Park. It's going to be great for the whole region. We're going to completely grow from this. It's going to have more events, and it's going to be the best NFL stadium out there.
Mayor, what's the feedback you're getting from the citizens of Brook Park? What's the feedback? I'll leave it at that.
Majority all positive from the beginning. Very excited. You know, the city of Brook Park has been a great city. Ford Motor Company came here in the 1950s and built three different plants where they were producing nearly 800,000 motors a year. They still continue to do that. Obviously, with automation, they've downsized. And there's 208 acres that we started working with in 2021. Now we're down to 176 acres. And the way we look at it as a city is this. This is another boom for us. We had a boom in the 50s and 60s, which we call the Wonder Years for Brook Park. And then obviously as the global recession hit in 2008 and through 2012, we saw job losses in Brook Park. So we're a strong city. We've made it through for the last 12 years, 13 years, and now we're ready for that second boom. And this is going to be the greatest project the region has ever seen. And we're excited to be a part of it. The folks that were kind of on the fence, power of education. As we talk to them about that and we explain, listen, this isn't turning our city upside down. It's not going to be 70,000 people every single day. We have an opportunity out of 365 days to have 20, hopefully 25 major events a year that, yes, we will be having a lot of visitors in our town, but we'll manage it. And we've been working on this since day one. For over 2 years, the city of Brook Park has put in their capital budgets different components that will help us manage the Cleveland Browns being in Brook Park. And some of those examples are our police department. We've invested a lot with our police and our fire department. And, you know, when it comes down to the equipment, it's not cheap, but we prioritize, put earmarks and appropriations in the proper place to be able to host an NFL team.
Ed Orcott joining us, the mayor of Brook Park. Ed, with everything that the Haslams want to put out there, not just the stadium, how vital do you think that is in their mind to the project they want to build? How vital is it to the city of Brook Park to have the other stuff that they'd like to build along with the stadium?
To have all of our land developed is important, and obviously we have a business that we have to run as a city, and we want to make sure it's the right type of businesses, apartments, hotels, for us to generate revenue. So it's very important. And just to remind everybody, I think sometimes we get clouded with, you know, some bureaucratic stuff that goes around, and you watch different news agencies and you see different stories. We have a private investment of $2 billion, that's with a B, that is coming to Northeast Ohio. We should be welcoming this. And fortunately, I have had the opportunity to get very close and work with the front office with the Cleveland Browns and the Haslam Sports Group, and they're good people. Dee and Jimmy are wonderful people. They have a great family. They have great children. They have great grandchildren. This is something special that we should be welcoming. And I'll just tell Northeast Ohio, to have this type of money and private investment in there is extremely rare. And it's an exceptional, positive project. And please just ignore the negative noise and move forward with welcoming what could be the greatest thing to happen to Northeast Ohio.
Mayor, how many, I'm just looking for a little Brook Park history, like how many jobs do you think Brook Park lost when Ford downsized? And then how many jobs do you think that the new dome would create?
Well, we certainly can't talk publicly about tax revenue, mm-hmm. but I'll tell you that we lost approximately 14,000 jobs. We went from 16,000 to under 2,000.
And that's 14,000 jobs that were lost in the county as well, right? I mean, that's, you're still in Cuyahoga County, and I'm wondering your feelings towards the county, because the county is your opponent in this, which seems weird because you are a member of Cuyahoga County.
Again, I'm living in the perception of what I can control. Mm-hmm. I see this as nothing as a positive. Currently, I'm driving to Columbus, Ohio right now to go meet with the different senators that I have scheduled meetings with, to explain what a wonderful economic development project this is for the region. and how we can redevelop 176 acres. And part of that discussion will be the loss of over 14,000 jobs.
Ed Orcutt joining us. He's the mayor of Brook Park. How did this thing get started, Ed, as far as that land and the Browns?
Well, from what I understand, they have reached out to Ford somewhere around 2017, unbeknown to me. I heard on 92.3 The Fan on March 2nd, 2023, Jimmy Haslam talking about how we have to get started with some type of a project and renovating the existing stadium or looking into building a new stadium. At that point is when I reached out to the developer and asked if this was an option.
Oh, did we lose him? Mayor, are you still there? Mayor, go ahead. Sorry. You said you reached out to the developer. That was the last thing we heard you say.
I apologize. I'm probably hitting some dead zones on 71 South on here.
Gotcha.
We reached out to the developers and asked if this could be an option for development. Obviously, we thought maybe this is, you know, something that could generate some revenue for our city. So we reached out to them. Within a few weeks, I had a meeting with Dee and Jimmy Haslam. Very, very good meeting. It was a great interview from Jimmy. I think he asked me 1,000 questions in 20 minutes. Huh. And from there, you know, we both thought that option A should be staying in Cleveland. Me as a fan, I thought that, but I also wanted to be a part of maybe there was a need for option B. Nothing wrong with that. And then as we continue to work on this and talk about it, at least from my opinion, it didn't seem like there was any viable solution to the downtown stadium. At least not to my knowledge.
How long do you think it would take to have this thing up and running? Obviously, the lease expires 2028. How long of a project do you think the construction would be, Mayor? And then after the stadium is up, how long for the next phase?
So what we look to do is having it open all at once, the phase one and our build out and the stadium. From now till the time that happens will be obviously before kickoff in 2029. We have to get a shovel in the ground in Q1 of 2026, and we're looking at a little bit over 3 years to build this.
Chris, I'm just one of the other things. I'm sorry.
I'm Ed.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, we had a Chris that would just walk by the window. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So the other part of this, I think that some of the folks are wondering about, how does that work with the airport next door? They're on your border. There's a lot of people that are like, well, hey, if I've got to fly out on a Sunday, you know, what your relationship with Hopkins and the city of Brook Park?
So what we have to do is we have to be cognizant of, you know, the people that live in Brook Park, the people that are traveling to the airport. You have to think A to Z, and where do you start? You have to start on your very worst or your worst situation. Thursday night football, Monday night football, or a weekday concert. That's where we have to start. And then we have to figure that, you know, most people are still going to work till 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's going to be a mad rush here. That's what you have to start with, the worst case scenario, and build around it. We are working right now, and I'm going to be careful with the details. Mm-hmm. We are working right now with the state for track funding. And there are different projects that we will do in and around Interstate 71 Snow Road just to be able to make it more convenient for those traveling. The one thing that we do have in Brook Park is great bones. We've got good infrastructure bones with 480 to the north of the dome. We have the RTA rail station, which is in Brook Park. We have a train station there. We also have Interstate 71 to the east of that property. We have Snow Road and the Turnpike to the south. And then to the west, we have Route 237. So we're thinking of everything from A to Z, message boards, whatever we can do to make it convenient. Most people get off, if they're traveling north or southbound, onto Snow Road to go to the airport. When we've actually timed it out, it's just as equal distance and time to, if you're traveling northbound on 71, you take 480 west, you know, 71 north to 480 west to 237 south, and you're not going to be anywhere near the stadium or interruption there.
Ed Orcutt joining us. He's the mayor of Brook Park. This, Andy and I have talked about a dome facility for our region for a long time, Mayor, and if it's downtown, okay, we get it. The Haslams want more than just a stadium. The development in Brook Park sounds like something that they would want to do as opposed to maybe trying to put that in downtown Cleveland. And I would guess that that's a huge part of the appeal of what they see about the land in Brook Park. And based on what you just said, access to that area from so many different sources, you know, whether it be the RTA or the highways like crazy, if you're going to build a development and you can have people coming from all over the place, in addition to the stadium, I mean, that sounds like a win-win for them and also a win for you in the region. I have a hard time thinking that that's not a perfect ideal spot for what it is they want in addition to the stadium.
I couldn't agree anymore. If you look at the area and you look at the property and you know it, you can see that there's an RTA station right there to the north, right on Brook Park Road. That leads right to the station that's at the airport. The railroad tracks between the two run right along the side of where the dome will be. Not going to speak for the RTA. I think it would make a wonderful area for at least a stop where you can get picked up, dropped off. I think we increase the fan experience in Brook Park. You could be, I would use Shaker Heights as an example. You get on RTA, you leave Shaker Heights, you can be in Brook Park. No time, come and enjoy a game or a concert, have dinner, get back on that train, and be back home. The fan experience will be so much better than tailgating and walking, you know, a mile or two or even more. I mean, right now, parking doesn't seem to be that convenient downtown versus what we plan to have in Brook Park. If you want to drive there, we're looking to have, you know, somewhere near 10, 14,000 parking spots right around the stadium itself. You tailgate, you walk in the stadium, you go enjoy yourself. You're not walking forever.
Mayor, last question. What do you want Browns fans to know?
I want Browns fans to know that it's okay to look into something different. You know, sometimes we get nervous and say, I'm just used to the same old, same old. And I am that way a little bit myself, but we all have to look into something new and special for our region. Minnesota, Indiana, and Michigan are reaping the benefits from a year-round facility, and it's time for Ohio to be able to bring that Super Bowl here. And I'm going to be one of the people that are going to be fighting for this positive project, and I'm going to be ignoring all the noise, and I'll just tell them, go Browns.
Mayor, thank you for your time. Please drive safe down to Columbus, and we resolution probably on this thing by, what, June, what do we say, June 30th is the, what, when's the vote? It's June for the state.
Yes, by June 30th is our big day.
June 30th is a big day. Mayor, best of luck. We do appreciate your time, and again, please drive safely.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.